بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, الحمد لله, الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله has given us all one more day of life, and we ask Allah to help us to make the most of it. And الحمد لله has blessed us with Al-Islam and blessed us to be part of the Ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, who's revealed the Quran for our benefit, and Alhamdulillah, who's revealed the truth about the matters of the unseen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a nasiha for myself first, and then perhaps for you, about avoiding the footsteps of the shaitan, avoiding the footsteps, the mistakes, the pitfalls, the traps of the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah says, and do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan, for verily he is a clear enemy to you. He's an open enemy to you. And brothers and sisters, the reality is that the shaitan, he led himself astray. He led himself astray, and because misery loves company, shaitan would love nothing more than to lead us astray. So inshallah, the topic for this khutbah today is going to be a warning for us to learn about the traps of the shaitan. Learn about the footsteps that he took that led to his destruction. So that inshallah, we won't fall victim and do the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the shaitan, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِسُوءِ وَالْفَخْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The shaitan, he commands you to do what is evil, and the fahisha, the lewd, the vulgar sins, and that you should say about Allah what you don't know. This is what the shaitan is calling the people to. And As-Suddi has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan, he said every sin, every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is following in the footsteps of the shaitan. May Allah save us from this. So brothers and sisters, inshallah, we're going to begin the nasiha for myself and for you with the story of Shaitan's downfall, with the story of how he led himself astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدَ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Allah says, and verily or surely we created you and then gave you shape. And then we told the angels, make sujood to Adam. Make sujood to my creation. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. فَسَجَّدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. And the angels, they all made sujood to Adam. They all obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except for who? Iblis. And that was his first mistake. Brothers and sisters, that was his first mistake, was disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَمْ يَقُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. He refused to be of those who made sujood. The shaitan, he refused to make sujood. Brothers and sisters, don't let this be the case for us. Don't let it be the case that at the very basic thing, we don't make sujood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, I'm talking about the salat. The salat. The defining characteristic of the Muslim is the salat. Brothers and sisters, when the time for salat comes, make sure you're making sujood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be the ones that were commanded to make sujood, and instead you do something else. You keep working, you keep watching TV, you keep playing this, you keep talking to this person. Brothers and sisters, don't be like the shaitan. When it's time for salat, when it's time for us to make the sujood that Allah has commanded us to do, make the sujood, make your salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kala ma mana'aka alla tasjuda idh amartuk." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the shaitan, after he commanded everyone to make sujood to Adam, and shaitan was the only one that did not make sujood. Subhanallah, the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could have destroyed him right then and there. He could have punished him right then and there. But instead, what did Allah do? Allah asked him, why did you not do what I ordered you to do? Why didn't you make sujood? Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is al-Halim, the one who is forbearing, the one that doesn't rush to punish us, the one who doesn't rush to punish us when we deserve it. How many of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in and day out, and nothing happens, so we keep doing it? Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, the patience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually we're going to have to answer for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually we're going to be just like the shaitan when Allah is asking him, why didn't you do what I told you to do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا مَنَأَقَى أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذَا مَرْتُ. Why didn't you do what I ordered you to do? And here comes the third mistake of the shaitan. قَالَ. The shaitan, he said, أَنَا حَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. I'm better than him. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the shaitan to do something. And what does he do? He doesn't do it. And he says, I'm better than him. Subhanallah. Kibr. Arrogance, brothers. Arrogance. Thinking that you're better than the people. Thinking that you're better than somebody else. And because of this, perhaps you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people we think that we're better than somebody else? Maybe because of where we're from. Maybe because of how much money we have. Maybe because of how much education we have. Maybe because of how we look. Maybe because of what we know. How many of us we think we're better than the people? And look at the shaitan in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, I'm better than him. And this is why I didn't obey you. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, this kibra, this arrogance, we've spoken about it before. But it's to our benefit if we speak about it again. Brothers and sisters, if any of us have even the least amount of kibra, arrogance, pride in our hearts, we need to get rid of it. Get it out of there. Imam Muslim has related that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ دَرَّةٍ مِنْ قِبْرٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who has in his heart even the littlest bit of arrogance, pride, will not enter Jannah. So brothers and sisters, let's purify our hearts from this. If today we think that we're better than somebody else, let's humble ourselves to them. If today we think that we're better than the people, let's humble ourselves. Let's say, Alhamdulillah, who's giving me this, perhaps you didn't give it to that person. If today we think that we're better than somebody else, we should say, Alhamdulillah, perhaps this person is better in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than me. Get rid of this kibra, brothers and sisters, because it might be that this is what keeps us from going into Jannah tomorrow. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about al-kibr, he said, al-kibru batrul haq wa ghamsun nas. Arrogance is pride, is refusing the truth. Refusing the truth and belittling the people, looking down on the people, putting the people down. May Allah purify our hearts from kibra. After Shaitan, he said this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, who is he talking to? The Shaitan is not talking to me and you. He's talking to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's telling him, I'm better than him. Who created both of them? Subhanallah, the kibra, the arrogance of Shaitan. And then Shaitan, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Halaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen. He reminds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, you created me from fire, you've made him from mud. He's assuming that he's better than Adam, alayhi salam. And who is he talking to? He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that created them both. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know what is better. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know his creation. Brothers and sisters, the third mistake that the shaitan made, well, this might be the fourth one, was trying to use his intellect, his intelligence, to rationalize disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trying to use what he thought is his intellect to make excuses for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, we do the same thing? How many of us, we read a hadith and we say, well, it doesn't say this. How many of us, we read an ayah from the Quran and we say, well, I didn't mention this, so this must be okay. I was once talking to a brother and we were having a conversation. And this brother, he was trying to justify smoking marijuana, smoking weed. And this brother, he said to me, he said, Allah didn't say don't smoke weed in the Quran. Allah said don't drink hamr, don't drink the alcohol. Allah didn't say the weed, so it's okay. SubhanAllah, what's wrong with us? How is it that when it comes to following our desires, all of a sudden we're like muftis when it comes to the Quran, when it comes to what Allah says. All of a sudden we're scholars when it comes to doing what we want to do. And we want to justify and say, Allah doesn't say this in the Quran, so it's okay. How many of us, we do this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just because we're talking about this, Rasulullah said, Kullu muskirin hamr, wa kullu hamrin haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every intoxicant, everything that clouds your mind, everything that maybe gets you stoned or gets you high, it's hamr. It's like the alcohol. And every alcohol is haram. But today the brothers, they'll say, well, smoking weed is okay. Allah didn't say weed in the Quran. SubhanAllah. And this goes for any time we try to justify committing the sins. Any time we try to use our intellect. Well, Allah said that 1500 years ago, but today is different. So today is okay to disobey Allah with this, because times are different. SubhanAllah. We should reflect. Our intellect, brothers and sisters, is nothing. Nothing. The person that knows La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and they live their life according to that, they're a genius compared to the person that doesn't know that. Compared to the person that doesn't follow that. SubhanAllah. I once had a conversation with another brother, and this brother, he's bragging to me. He's saying, I got a PhD. No, he said, I got a master's in this. I got an MBA in business. I got this, 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 and this. And subhanAllah, I'm looking at him because he's talking like he's all this. But this brother, subhanAllah, he's involved in haram businesses. What good did your education do you? You have an MBA, but you're still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just like somebody who doesn't have this degree? What good did it do you? So brothers and sisters, don't follow the trap of the shaitan. Don't try to use your intellect to excuse disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, if we make excuses, if we try to use our intellect, our intelligence, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we want to do what we want to do, then remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَّهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen him who's taken his desires, his own nafs, as his own God? Because this is what we're doing. When we follow our desires and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are we giving priority to? It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our own nafs, our own desires. The shahwat. Brothers and sisters, after the shaitan, he said all this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, going back to what I said, Allah, he's al-Halim. He doesn't rush to punish us. Allah gives us time. But brothers and sisters, don't think that because Allah's punishment hasn't come down to you, don't think that it's okay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has given us time to prosecute ourselves. Allah has given us time to hang ourselves with our disobedience of Him. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to wake up and stop whatever sins we may be committing. After the shaitan, he said this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kala fakhbit minha, fama yakunu laka an tatakabbara fiha." Allah said to the shaitan, after he said all this arrogance in front of him, after he put forth his excuses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the shaitan, "Get down from here. Get down from here." They were in paradise. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fakhruj innaka min as-saghirin." Get out, for you are from the humiliated ones, the despised ones, the ones that are little in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should stop right here and ask ourselves, if this was us, what would we have done? What do we do when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because I believe all of us, we probably disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some point in time. All of us, we commit the sins. All of us, we do the things we shouldn't do. But what do we do when we do that? As we're going to see what the shaitan did. But what should we do? Brothers and sisters, as soon as we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as we wake up and we reflect on what we've done, we should make istighfar. We should ask Allah to forgive us. We should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who have the taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who have the taqwa of Allah. He says, and those when they have committed a fahisha, a evil, vulgar deed, and they have wronged themselves, or they have wronged themselves, and they remember Allah, they make a istighfar. They ask Allah to forgive them their sins. And this is what we should do, brothers and sisters. Because as I said, all of us, we all commit the sins. We all disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day in and day out for many of us. But don't let that stop you from making a istighfar to Allah. Don't let that stop you from making tawbah to Allah. Don't let that stop you from turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. But the shaitan, he chose to do something different. The shaitan, he said to Allah, "Andirni illa yawmi yub'athun." He said, "Oh Allah, give me respite." Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Get down. You're from the disgraced. Your punishment is coming." And what did the shaitan do? Instead of making a istighfar to Allah, instead of saying, "Oh Allah, I made a mistake, forgive me." What did he do? He said, "Oh Allah, give me some time until the day when you raise them up." And we should reflect for a second. What does this tell us about the shaitan? In another ayat, he began by saying, "Rabbi." He said, "My Lord, give me respite." What do we learn about the shaitan? Subhanallah, the shaitan, he has yaqeen when it comes to who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He has certainty. He said, "Rabbi, my Lord." And number two, the shaitan has yaqeen. He has certainty that Yawmul Qiyamah is the truth. That Yawmul Qiyamah is coming. Because what did he say? "Oh Allah, give me time until the day when you raise them back up." What about us? How many of us have certainty about Yawmul Qiyamah? And so we're preparing for it. The shaitan, he's trying to prepare for it, but in the wrong way. What about us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as I said, he's al-Halim. He's the one that doesn't rush to punish the people or his creation when they deserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Innaka mina mundareen." You are from those respited. You are from those who are given time. But brothers and sisters, what was the mistake of the shaitan in this case? The shaitan, he got caught up in taswif, in ghafla, procrastination. He thought, let me just put off my punishment a little bit. Give me some time, oh Allah. How many of us, we do the same thing? How many of us, we've been committing the same sins year after year after year, knowing that the akhirah is getting closer to us, but we say, "I'm going to do it just a little bit longer." I'm going to do it just a little bit longer, and then on this date, I'm going to stop. I'm going to keep committing the sins, and then I'm going to go make Hajj. When I become 60 or 70, I'm going to go make Hajj and wipe away all the evil that I've done. I'm going to do this for one more year, and then I'm going to make Tawbah to Allah. How many of us, we're doing the same thing as the shaitan? Tasweef, procrastinating, putting off, delaying making Tawbah to Allah, delaying stopping the sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave the shaitan respite. He gave him a chance. He gave him time. And what did the shaitan do next? The shaitan, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَا أَقَعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ سِرَاتَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاتَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ The shaitan, he said to Allah, and only the shaitan will say this, he said, oh Allah, because you led me astray, because you led me to ruin, oh Allah, I'm going to wait for them on Sirat al-Mustaqim. I'm going to wait for them on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So brothers and sisters, this is like the fifth or the sixth mistake of the shaitan. He made excuses. He blames other people for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for disobeying him. How many of us, we do the same thing? How many of us, we commit the sins, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say, well, if Allah wanted good for me, He would have helped me to do this better. If Allah wanted more for me, I wouldn't be doing this sin. If this hadn't happened, then I wouldn't have had to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of taking responsibility for ourselves, for our actions, we blame the people. We blame the things that happen. We blame the economy. We blame everything but ourselves. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to avoid the pitfalls, the footsteps of the shaitan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be on guard against our biggest enemy, which is the shaitan. أقول قول هذا استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I'm rapidly running out of time, but inshallah, if you come back for Salat al-Isha, inshallah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the shaitan. And wallahi, we could talk khutbah after khutbah after khutbah about shaitan, and we need to, because he's always gunning for us. The shaitan, he doesn't take a break from us. So we have to be on guard against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَتَخِدُوهُ عَدُوًا. Allah said, the shaitan, verily, he's an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. Be on guard against him. Be mindful of him. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَقُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He only invites his followers to be his companions in the hellfire, in the blazing fire. This is what the shaitan is doing. So brothers and sisters, be on guard against the footsteps of the shaitan. Let's not make the same mistakes that he made. Let's not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not make excuses when we do disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not think that we know better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why today in 2015 we're going to disobey him with regards to this, this and that. And brothers and sisters, when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's not make excuses. Let's not blame the people. Let's not blame the circumstances. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Let's make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all of us, we make the mistakes. But all of us, we have the opportunity to make tawbah to Allah. All of us, we can make istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Rahman al-Rahim. He's the one that, He's al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, the one that forgives over and over again. So if we keep making mistakes, let's ask Allah for forgiveness. But let's try to make changes so we don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Brothers and sisters, one final warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the shaitan, قَالَتْ حَبْ فَمَنْ تَبِئَقَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ. Allah says, go to the shaitan. He said, go. And whosoever of them follows you, then Jahannam will be a sufficient punishment for all of you. Jahannam, the hellfire, will be a sufficient punishment for all of you. So brothers and sisters, let's not follow the shaitan into the Jahannam. Let's not make the same mistakes that he made. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the clarity of vision so that we see the mistakes before we make them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the hearts that are always going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always making istighfar, always making tawbah to Allah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins and to help us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day when we go back to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.